I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Other side of the glass, AR Adam Roberts, executive producer. Our thanks to Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, for joining us in the second hour. Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin, Brewers pre- and post-game host, former Brewers pitcher, joining us in hour three. Coming up this hour, Bob Herring, SI.com golf writer, author of the new Tiger and Phil book, Out. He's at the PGA Championship, so we'll look ahead to that. I saw Tiger Woods' press conference happen a little while ago as well, so looking forward to talking to Bob in about one half hour. Right now, back to the Bucs we go, with their season ending just a couple of days ago. What should be done with this Bucs roster heading into next season? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary Ellerson, what say you?
Give me the question one more time, Steve, so everybody can understand it.
What should be done with this Bucs roster heading into next season?
That's simple enough.
Think so. Yep.
I kind of wanted to go back to how we first started our conversation the first hour, but I guess I digress. Run it back, Steve. Let's bring everybody back. Let's bring all the parts back, including Connaughton, including Grayson Allen. And then maybe let's see more of, is it Javon Carter?
Yes. I don't know if he'll be back next year, but yes.
Yeah, let's see more of Javon Carter, see if he'll make a difference, and less of George Hill. Fine. I'm fine. I agree with you. But for me, I think you got to run it back. I think you got to bring all the parts back only because that you didn't have Middleton. I think if you got Middleton, you get to the finals. I'm almost 100% sure. Nothing ever is 100% sure, but I'm almost 100% sure. You bring everybody back. You run this whole thing back again.
Yeah, I'm not there. I'd like to be there where you are. I really would. I just don't know if I can get myself there. I think I really want more of a change here going forward. I think I would listen to moving on from Brooke Lopez. I would definitely be okay with redoing the bench and adding some different players. Obviously, George Hill, good. Javon Carter, fine. If they decide they want to move on from him, I got no problem there. Grayson Allen has 2 years left on his deal. I don't think you're moving him. Pat Connaughton, I guess that's possible, maybe, that you move on from Pat Connaughton. But I guess I would be surprised if they moved on from Pat Connaughton. I mean, really what this team needs is a guy similar to Middleton that can be a guy that can be a two or a three that can defend and hit threes. A spot-up type shooter that they can bring off of the bench. That's one thing that they need. The other thing they need is a point guard that can be a playmaker and create his own shot and get other people easy shots on that second unit behind Jrue Holiday. So some type of a guard that can create his own shot at the point guard position to help set it up for your shooters on that second unit. So maybe Giannis and Jrue Holiday are out and it's Middleton and crew out there. Middleton obviously can create for others, but it would also be good if that backup point guard can create too. So
once again, my good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer trying to build
a perfect team.
The perfect team.
Right. That's right. Well, this didn't work. So I'm now looking to see where else
didn't
I can
work. Now we're gonna get back to it. It didn't work because you didn't have Middleton. All these parts will fit and work. If you got Middleton.
Grayson Allen would have shot the ball better this series had they had Middleton?
Yes. Because you wouldn't have to ask him to do much. He could have got you six, 8 points maybe. Uncontested.
He could have.
Nobody's on him.
He could. I don't know, man.
Middleton would have made it easier for him. Because now if he's in the game, Grayson's in the game with Middleton, with Giannis, and with Holiday. He's getting free looks, Steve.
So he couldn't handle the contested looks. That's the problem.
No, that's now all of a sudden defense gotta look at this guy because they saw him in Chicago. Now they can pay attention to him. When you got Middleton, he's like what, maybe the fifth guy they'll think about guarding if he's out there with Portis. So if it's the lineup here, let's just.
Right now, it's Holiday, it's Wes Matthews, Middleton, Giannis, and Lopez. That's your starting five when healthy.
No. Just say, oh, when healthy. Give it to me again.
It's Holiday, Matthews, Middleton, Giannis, Lopez.
Okay. Then now you take out, let's say you take out Matthews and put Grayson Allen in.
Okay, that's what it was earlier in the year when Wesley Matthews was out. Fine.
And he's the fifth guy there. He gets free looks.
You're paying him $8 to $9 million a year.
Exactly. Stop that. Don't even look at that. You need to stop. Why are you so concerned about how much money these guys be making, man? Stop. You can never do that. I've been telling you this for 15 years.
I'm going to do it. They pay you the money based on what they think you're worth.
These guys are worth that, Steve.
It's the same thing as you get paid what you get paid because that's what they think you're worth. It's the same thing.
You can't do that. No.
What do you mean
none of them guys are worth that? You think Aaron Rodgers is worth $50 million a year?
Depending on what his jersey sales are, depending on what each win is worth.
These guys,
they got their own formula for how this all works.
Guys, no, you can't compare. You need to stop that. Stop.
I'm not going to stop.
No, I know you're not.
I gotta stop.
I know.
Because again, think about it from this perspective, right? So, big dog, Glenn Robinson comes out, asks for the biggest contract, whatever else. So, okay, fine. So, he doesn't get it, but he gets paid a good amount of money. And from that point forward, a lot of fans said, okay, now go be the best player in the league. Since you wanted all this money, go be that guy. Obviously, he couldn't be. He was a damn good player, an all-star type player, but the money dictated to the fans in Milwaukee that he should have done more than that. That's the nice thing about Giannis. Yes, you're going to give him $50 million a year, but as you just saw, he clearly proved that he is the best player in the world and so forth moving forward. Chris Middleton,
but
max
how
money.
How many of those players in the NBA that you can say that?
Well, nobody's making as much as him. I mean, he was the first $50 million guy.
But I'm just saying, like, the money is crazy, but earns their money. How many – you're saying, okay, I have no problem giving Giannis that money because I know he earns
right.
it. How many players in the NBA that you can actually say that about?
I don't know. Probably
That's
less than
–
probably 15 to 20.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
I don't know. Bench players are making a lot of money, so I'm sure there's a bunch of bench players that are earning what they're making from that
but
perspective.
But you're right, though. But you're right.
But when you're talking about the max money guys, again, and that's the other thing, you know, Holiday – making what he's making. Did he prove to be worth it in that playoff run? Middleton making what he's making. Remember, everybody was mad at the Middleton deal because nobody thought he was worth that max money. Then what happened? He came up big in the playoffs for them last year and helped them win a championship. Now we're sitting here, well, not all of us, but some of us are sitting here saying, well, if they would have had Middleton, who you're giving max money to, they would have won that series and would have probably ended up in the finals with Middleton on this basketball team, but he's not there. And now, again, not everybody. Some still want him traded. But, yeah, I mean, that's all part of it. So when we talk about Grayson Allen being the fifth guy in the starting lineup at $8 or $9 million a year, and, well, if everybody else is playing and he's wide open with nobody around him like Grant Williams, he'll hit those shots. But if somebody's close to him, you can't count on that for $8 or $9 million a year. I mean, I don't know. That's a little tough for me to handle personally. Let's go to Kurt in Mequon. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, fellas? Hey, Gary, man, I just had to say this, man. I don't typically agree with everything you said, but I think right now, brother, you sound like Jesus himself. Grayson Allen would have been averaging 10 to 12 points a game right where we needed if Middleton was on the court. Pat Connaughton would have shot better because it takes the pressure off because they are all over Middleton and Giannis. That's why they shot so well in Chicago, because correct, they're wide open.
Yes.
And you're hitting it right on the button. And to your point, Spark, dude, there's plenty of people in the league. Now, hell, we got people on our team that don't deserve the money. Giannis's brother is a cheerleader. He makes $1.8 million.
But that's nothing by NBA standards.
Well, that's a lot of money,
by
though.
NBA standards, that's nothing, though.
I get it.
That's a lot of money to be a practice player. That's what he is. He's a practice player.
No, he's Giannis's brother. That's what he is.
Okay, fine.
They're paying
fine.
$1 million to be Giannis's brother and be on the floor. Yes.
Agreed.
But let me
fine.
Ask you a question. Javon Carter, he's what, at $500,000? He deserves more money than that.
Hell yeah, he does. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
He deserves Thanasis' money. Sure.
Exactly. So it's players that's not getting paid, and it's players that should not
right.
even be in the league.
Fine. Agreed. I'm not arguing with you, Kurt. None whatsoever. You and I agree. Thanks for the call. I don't disagree. The man's on the floor because he's Giannis's brother. Fine. I get it. Now, having said all that, he's got good energy. He's got six fouls. Like, he is usable in situations. Remember, some of us were saying they should have used him against Al Horford in the Boston series.
Yeah,
just use your fouls. Let him go be a pest around Al Horford and get in Horford's head. Like, I would have been fine with that if that's how they wanted to use him. No. Is he the most skilled player in the world? No. But he's a high-energy, high-effort guy, cheerleader type guy, screaming and yelling and clapping and going crazy and all that. And I mean, again, it sucks, right? Because if you're him and you're driving around in your car and you're listening to us talk, it's like, dude, that's crap. I'm in the league because I deserve to be in the league, not because I'm Giannis's brother, right? That's, I'm sure. Or is it, I know why I'm here. I mean, I get it. I'm fine with it. Like, just pay me my money. I'm fine. I'll be on the team because I'm Giannis's brother. I'm good with it. Like, I would think he knows that's why he's on the team, right? Do you think he understands that's why he's on the team?
Yeah.
You would think, right?
I don't know.
Doesn't everybody in the locker room understand why he's on the team?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. At this point, I mean, he's even got him in commercials with them. Giannis does. I mean, I give credit to Giannis, man. Like, he takes care of his family. One way or the other, that dude takes care of his.
Right.
And that's an A+.
I ain't mad at him.
At a guy, high five, like, you're doing you. Not everybody is like that. Right?
Not mad at him at all.
No, not mad at him at all. Just taking care of his own, and I'm all good with that. But yeah, Giannis is here, right? As much as Giannis is here, Thanasis is definitely here. Like, when we start talking about roster rebuild and redoing this roster, there's no need to even bring that dude up because he ain't going anywhere. What should be done with this Bucks roster heading into next season? That's the question. Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. And don't forget, you can tweet us at Big Show Network. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, Applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. We'll talk some PGA Championship coming up. Bob Herrick, SI.com, golf writer, also author of the new Tiger and Phil book. He'll join us coming up here in about 12 to 15 minutes. All right, so Leroy is back in studio. What should be done with this Bucs roster heading into next season? Leroy Butler, what say you?
I just don't see a lot you can do. I mean, again, if assuming, well, Chris will be back, I'm going to keep the same guys who were one game away from going to the finals, I mean, Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not doing a lot of this because sometimes you can mess up a good thing and or try overthink it. Because I know as fans and media, we think we can always have the team that we want that would have put us to the next level. But you have to look at it, pull back the curtain a little bit and say, listen, you can't change the scheme without changing the coach. So the coach ain't going nowhere. Horse ain't going nowhere. But what they try to do, and I would agree with them, they try to get guys who could shoot and guys who can defend. Okay, and that was the Grayson Allen. Remember, whatever happened with his contract, he opted out and got back in. They got him for a 2-year deal. So he got one more year.
Two more years.
He got two more years. So, and Pat Connaughton got like another year or two, right? And Bobby Portis, they got to make a decision on him. Yeah. Now, they're going to pay him because you got to have Bobby Portis. That's first thing because losing him.
Paramount.
Connaughton has 1 year left.
Yeah, there you go, Gary. Paramount. To
Paramount.
Get so you could trade Connaughton.
No, I'm not really doing that.
$5.7 million, age 30 year next year? Yeah, you could trade him.
Yeah,
Leroy, run it back, Leroy. Run it
back, man.
Run it back, Leroy.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not – I mean, maybe it's a few wrinkles here, there. How can y'all – turn my mic down a little bit because I'm finna scream.
Oh, you're a scream. Okay, good.
How can y'all call up with all these – play all these guys? 4 for 33, man. 4 for 33.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Gary said they would have shot better had Middleton been on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
Why?
Because he always killed Boston.
No, not Middleton. He says the others around them would have shot better with Middleton on the floor.
They would have got to their sweet spots.
Because they would have had more wide open shots.
They would have got wide open shots, but it would have been in their sweet spots, not where Boston wants them to be. Because they got to extend out on 22.
Steve, you know what it would have been like? You know what it'd been like, but not so much to that degree. You know what it'd been like? It'd been like us giving Grant Williams all them threes.
It'd been like a free throw.
Grayson it Allen, wouldn't have been ahead. Like that because they were actually chasing guys on the perimeter. They wouldn't have stood with their hands on their hips and go, I dare
like
you.
It'd been like Grayson Allen. Go ahead and shoot that if you want to.
No way.
Shoot.
No.
Yo, yeah.
Ibaka would have lost his.
That's why he got, and you can talk about defense if you want, but that's why he got them shots in Chicago.
He got those shots in Chicago because their defense isn't Boston's. It has nothing to do with anything else. They didn't chase those guys.
You can say that if you want to. I'm saying the reason why he got them because Chris Middleton's there. You're saying the reason why he got them because Boston's defense is better. It could be both. I don't disagree with you, once again.
It could be true, yeah.
It could be both.
Two things can be true.
And we'll see what happens in this Miami series. And, you know, these conference finals coming up here, Golden State. Well, you're going to have Boston and Miami. So let's see how Boston guards the three in Miami. Let's see if they get to a point of saying, go ahead, Tyler Hero, let's see you shoot it. And they just stand there and watch him. Or if they're going to try and chase
Well, how they going to let Tyler Hero do that? He the sixth man of the year, Steve. That man averaging 20 points a game.
Yeah. That's nice. He also takes a bunch of shots, too.
Right. But they ain't going to just go ahead, Tyler Hero, beat us. He ain't the guy they saying that
or
to.
Or Butler. They ain't going to let Butler
Oh, no, not Jimmy.
Right.
Well, from well, three,
they'll
though.
They'll let somebody else do it.
He ain't the guy they saying that to.
No, they'll let Tucker do it.
Nah,
Tucker
they'll say that to Connaughton. They'll say that to Grayson Allen. They'll say that to Javon Carter, y'all boy.
I just don't understand it.
What don't you understand?
Did y'all talk this? The coaches see these players more than we
do. They
don't
care what the coaches see. They know
they
better
see
than
these guys, man. They
Bud
they
don't
see
know
them.
What he's doing.
Tyler Hero shot 39.9% from three this year.
Oh, I'll
there you
that.
Go.
That's good enough, right? I mean, that's all you're looking for. 40% or more, you're happy if you're a coach wanting guys to shoot three ball.
If the I almost said the Packers. If the Bucks would have shot 30%, they win.
Yeah.
They were 4 for 33. How can
they were horrible the whole series?
But just stick to that game, though. Game seven, though, Steve. How can you win anything and even be remotely close? Change whoever you want to change.
Thank you.
you can do whatever. But if you're shooting 4 for 33, not you can winning. Have Jordan. You can probably ain't going to win.
Right.
33 shots from three.
Giannis did everything he could. I mean, he missed some babies. Agreed, fine. He missed a bunch of shots because he was tired. But that's because he'd been carrying this team the whole series.
Well, that's his job, though. He got max money, super max. He got to carry the team. So my thing is, without Robin, Batman still got a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, if I'm telling you where the bad people are and you go there and the bad people are gone, you can't be the hero. They gone. You're too late. 4 for 33, and y'all telling me the best thing y'all can come up with is Carter?
I think.
Are you kidding me?
If you look at this roster, Giannis is guaranteed back. For sure.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. He ain't going nowhere. The big three. Just do the big three.
Okay. Thanasis is guaranteed back.
Wait a minute. Can I ask one? I got to put both hands up.
Yeah.
Did I hear somebody call up? My nephew told me. I don't know if it's true. Because it could be a legend.
Yeah.
Did somebody call up and say they should have put in Thanasis?
Oh, people have talked about that last week.
I'm done.
Because he has six fouls.
Hey, man. Hey.
He's got six fouls.
Hey, man. Everybody gets six.
Right.
I'm done. Y'all reaching now. Y'all reaching bad.
Okay,
man.
But either way, I'm not saying he's good. I'm saying he's back. He's Giannis' brother. So Giannis is back. Thanasis is back, right?
I'm saying for the Boston game.
Yeah,
people want him in this game.
Yeah, to use his six fouls against Al Horford.
Oh my God.
Giannis and Thanasis, those guys are back. Now, Middleton, I'm pretty sure I can say he's locked in. He's back, right? Those guys are back.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
I think I'm pretty certain in saying Drew Holiday is back, right?
Yeah.
Those guys are back.
Those four are back.
Now, Brooke Lopez, that's where it's intriguing to me. If Bud says, I'm not changing my defensive philosophy,
back, man.
Brooke's back.
Yeah,
if Bud
back.
Says, we're going to focus more on defending the three, then I think Brooke might be gone.
I'll stop. Where are you going to find a guy that big and that tall to do in your system? He ain't going nowhere.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The system changes.
What is wrong with y'all Bucks fans?
That's what I'm saying. If they decide to defend the three versus saying, we'll lose every game if they shoot the three well, because that's pretty much what they do right now, and it won a championship last year, and this year it cost them because they got going from outside, and like you said, they couldn't hit a shot. Right. So if they say with the same defensive system, I think Brooke Lopez is back for sure. No question.
They're going to stay with the same system because it works. We'll bet that Grant Williams can go 7 for 18. Horford, whatever he did, they had one game each that was phenomenal. Our guys didn't. I needed somebody other than the top six or seven people to have a game out of their mind, and it didn't happen. It didn't. If Grayson Allen, this man scored 1 point, man, and he in the starting lineup. Matthew scored 3 points. He had a starting lineup. Boston, all they
that's
guys.
That's just one game. George Hill scored 5 over the series.
Well, leave George Hill.
George Hill didn't score a point in the last three games.
Yeah, that's
of the
low hanging fruit for y'all. If that makes you feel good, go ahead.
What are you talking about, Grayson West Matthews? He's a role player too. George Hill. They're all role players.
No, none
of them are stars.
You said Grayson Allen was a role player?
Hell yes.
The man in the starting lineup.
So what?
What do you mean, so
John
what?
John Paxson was in the starting lineup. He was a role player, too.
He made shots, though. Don't compare him to John Paxson.
Role player. There's stars and there's role players.
We disagree.
Those dudes are role players.
If you're a starter, you ain't no role player. You're a starter. Mm-mm. How can you not see that, Steve?
You're filler.
What is wrong with this guy?
Filler. No, filler
America,
is what you are.
If you start in the top, in the first five, they get the whole roster, right? 13 players, right? And you're one of the five that's starting? You're not a role player.
You're filler. Giannis, well, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton, those guys are the guys.
You can't play with three
and
people,
then,
Steve.
Then, and I would say Brooke Lopez is probably four. Then once you get past those four, the rest of that roster is filler.
Are you a starter? That's all I want to know.
Who cares?
What do you mean cares? Somebody got to go on the court.
Right. So whatever filler guy he picks to go out there goes out there.
What is wrong with you?
Come on, stop. Grayson Allen has started. Wesley Matthews has started.
Yeah, what's Kaden? I'm going to call
Hell,
your
you
wife,
know what
man.
Else?
You done going crazy.
Do you know what else?
I'm taking you to therapy with me.
Thanasis has started games for them. So what does that mean?
In
does
the playoff?
Mean, huh? In no, in the regular season.
Let's just stick with
nine, on
man.
On Greek night, they started Thanasis.
Oh, of course.
If they
Greek
do African-American
night,
they
start on Greek night. But he was a starter.
If they do black folks night, I'm
black folks night.
Yeah, I'm just giving you whatever Greek you say. Greek. I'm black folks.
He's better start on Greek night. What are you talking about?
He supposed to start on Greek
Come
night.
Come on, man.
They want their gyro sandwiches and everything.
Gyro.
Yeah.
Gyro.
That too. All of those things. Steve, if you was is great out of the starter. Man, they got 4 points out of the two starting guards. You can't win like that, man. Come on.
He's Leroy Butler looking for that black folks night so he can start a guard. Gary Ellerson, Wendy's Big Show. Bob Herrig, not a black guy. SI.com golf writer. Next.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Along with Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Don't forget, $5. What can you get for $5 these days? Not much. But how about that Wendy's Biggie Bag? That's $5. Get everything you've ever wanted in a bag. You can get your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink. All for just $5. That's value without compromise. Oh, yeah. Did I mention it's $5 still? For real. For five, really just five. Get your Biggie Bag today. U.S. price and participation. May Barry joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He is the author of the Tiger and Phil book, Out. He is Bob Herrig. Also writes for SI.com. Schneider Tiger and Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Bob, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you doing that.
And we got the PGA Championship up on the Golf Network here in the studio. I saw Tiger Woods presser talking a little bit earlier today. Been watching him get his practice round in and all that fun stuff and his practice shots, I guess, at this point. Expectations, Bob, for you for Tiger Woods coming into the PGA Championship?
I would put them at pretty low. And it's just because I think it's too soon to expect a lot out of him at this point. You know, what he did last month at the Masters is remarkable. I think you have to look at it in the big picture with the perspective of what, you know, what he was coming back from. Nobody really thought he'd be at the Masters. I'm not sure if Tiger really thought he'd be there. And he managed to, you know, make the cut and willed himself around the golf course as the days went on. He said today, you know, it got worse and he was frustrated that he didn't have the stamina and the strength. And obviously I think that suggests that, you know, it was a big ask to come back there. So now we're 5 weeks later and there's been the chance for improvement and all that. But I mean, he's still not at the point where, you know, he's going up against guys who are playing a regular schedule and competing and they're getting their games in shape. And he's trying to do that from afar while also, you know, trying to build up his leg and overcome the issues that he's got to deal with there. So, again, I sort of think making the cut like he did at the Masters would be a great accomplishment. And then you kind of see where he stands. I mean, it'd be nice maybe this time if he shot some better weekend scores and moved up the leaderboard. But beyond that, I think it's you're out there thinking that he could contend or even win.
You know, for me, doesn't Phil Mickelson looms large though over this tournament?
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's still shocking to think of what's all gone on here the last couple of months. Now, what Phil did a year ago was historic. He became the oldest major champion. Mm-hmm. He was 50 years old, and beat a record that has that had stood for 53 years. I mean, for all the gains in technology and fitness and health, still pretty hard to win at golf even when you're 50 and you're trying to compete against 30-year-olds or 35-year-olds. And that's what he was doing. You know, Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen, who are in their 30s, Koepka in his early 30s, finished a shot back. You know, those guys are the ones you'd have thought would have beat him. And yet he won and won his sixth major. It was an accomplishment that frankly, he could have kind of taken with him the rest of the way. I mean, you might argue that was a better win than Tiger's 2019 win at the Masters, as great as that was. I mean, it was a phenomenal victory and celebrated and really fun. And now here we are, and he's not even playing. You know, he didn't play the Masters. All this controversy surrounding him right now. You know, Tiger said it's unfortunate. Roy McIlroy earlier today said it's kind of sad. That he's not here, and so now we're not even sure what his future holds.
Well, I tell you this, Bob, this is Leroy Butler. I got my book on Amazon, by the way. I appreciate it's a good book, man. Whether or not, I think a lot of people gonna get the book just because if you think about their rivalry, and I like Phil too. If you think about their rivalry, Phil's thinking that, you know, maybe this young guy did make me get in shape. Because Phil started looking a little bit more cut because of Tiger. Phil was probably thinking, you know, I take a little bit more risk. And sometimes Tiger hit it long and things. So I think it's a fascinating book. But here's the thing about this. When Jack Nicklaus said he turned down $100 million from the Saudis.
Could you turn down $100 million?
Dude, I can't turn down a million.
The Saudis offered
you
$100 million.
What time to go take off?
To go do sports talk radio in Saudi Arabia. Talk soccer.
And me and Bob we're going to sell some books over there, too.
For $100 million.
We gone, man.
You're gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. I can call you on your FaceTime.
I can teach you about soccer on your flight.
I got a lot of respect for Jack, man. But $100 million, look, Greg Norman took advantage of it. How did people, when people start hearing about that, what was the, I mean, what did you think of that?
Well, first of all, Leroy, just a quick personal digression. This will date you. It'll date me even more. But I used to work at the St. Pete Times in Florida, and I covered FSU when you were there. I love those days. That was great. But in any case, to your question, I think it's just staggering the amount of money that's being talked about. You know, and that's why we're at this point with Phil.
Right.
And you know, aside from where the money is coming from. There is an issue in golf here that's come to the forefront with all of this, and that is that unlike team sports, golfers only get paid on performance. Mm-hmm. And I think there is an argument to be made that Tiger and Phil and other guys today like Rory and John Rahm and Jordan Spieth, you know, they bring a lot to the table that they're not really compensated for unless they perform. In other sports, you're compensated sort of based on past performance and future expectations. I use Bryson DeChambeau as a great example. He brings a lot of value to the PGA Tour. He was in the news a lot last year. You know, his thing with Koepka, he won at Bay Hill trying to drive it over a huge lake 2 days in a row. He contended at the U.S. Open. He's won a U.S. Open. He goes about it a little bit differently. Whenever he plays, there's interest. And yet he's been hurt this year, so he's not making anything, you know. And I think the top golfers have wondered for years, we are not getting compensated based on what we bring. And so these rival golf leagues that have come along, I mean, look, $100 million to Jack Nicklaus to be like an ambassador is just kind of shows you what they've got there to deal with. And they've got a lot of money to throw at these guys, and they've taken notice. You know, they're human. Like you guys said, would you go take, you know, X amount of money to go work, do what we do for them? And, you know, it's easy to say that people should turn down all that kind of money, but what if it's you?
You know, I'm going,
so it's created quite the quandary here in golf, and I don't think it's going away. You know, some guys are going to go play that first LIV Golf event outside of London next month. And somebody that we've never heard of might win it and earn $4 million, which is more than double what you can make on the PGA Tour for winning a tournament against a full field. And it's going to get people's attention, and it's going to continue to.
Bob, do you think people, let's be honest now, do you think people know that Scottie Scheffler is the number one player in the world? I mean, do some kid in Idaho who's golfing right now, just doesn't have a cart, he's walking, and he's a golfer, or some kid in Montana, because it's not Rory, the big name, do you understand that this guy has been playing amazing, and I don't know if people even know?
Yeah, I think you have to be kind of an avid golf fan, a bit of a golf geek to maybe know who he is and what he's done. Now listen, if he continues to do that,
right,
then he'll get the sort of name that a Rory has or Jordan Spieth. We're in a bit of an odd time right now in golf. You know, we love parity in team sports. It's great in the NFL that fans of certain teams, can wake up from year to year and think that their team has a chance because of the way they do the draft and the schedule and the salary cap and all that. You have a chance. It's meant to be that way. They don't want people to be bad forever. But in golf, I think we like somebody to stand out. That's why we love Tiger. He won so much, and it was so compelling to see if he could keep it going. Phil the same way. We don't really have that right now. Scheffler actually, he's won four times this year. That's the closest thing we've had to that, but it happened so fast, and he was not that well known before he went on that run. It makes you wonder if people really know who it is.
Exactly.
So it'd be good if we had a couple more guys step up and win more often.
John with SI.com golf writer Bob Herrick. Make sure to go get his book right now, Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, available on Amazon right now to go get that. We talk about, and Leroy brought it up, obviously, and who was it? Was it Garcia the other day who said, I can't wait to get off this tour?
Yes.
And was all mad about something going on with the rules that he was frustrated with. I mean, how much of a departure do we think we're going to see as far as how many guys do you think are eventually going to take off for this thing in the next year or two if the money's that great?
Well, first of all, I know he was frustrated, but if Sergio were to go play on this other tour, this other league, they're going to have rules officials too.
That's what I was going to say.
and there's going to be, they're going to still play by the rules of golf. So, I just think he was frustrated. He thought he was, and what was interesting about that is it turned out that the rules official made an error. And they later came back and clarified it. But he was just, I think it does point out that players do have some issues with the PGA Tour. There are some things that are legitimate. Phil has brought some of them up. There are some transparency issues. There are some things with, maybe they don't feel there are enough rules officials. Maybe they feel the money should be spread out more evenly among players. Maybe they feel there's too many big money executives at the tour. There are things going on, but how many are going to go over? I think it's going to be a slow trickle because at the beginning, people are going to be feeling it out. They're afraid if they jump over there and play even a couple of events, their path back to the PGA Tour might be too difficult. There's also because the tour is going to make it hard. They're going to penalize guys who do this, and then there could be a legal fight. On that, because they are independent contractors, and there is some notion that they should be able to play wherever they want, whenever they want. The tour, though, has rules that say you need permission to play elsewhere, and they signed on to those rules. The other side of it is that will they have world ranking points at these live golf events? If they don't, what will be the way for players to get into the majors down the road?
Oh, that's a good question.
A guy like Phil is exempt for three of the four majors basically for life. I mean, the Open, British Open, is age 60. He's got four more years on his U.S. Open exemption. In theory, he should be able to play them. But if you're somebody like Sergio, for example, he's only got the Masters because he's won it. The other majors, if he wants to get in them, there's ways to do it. PGA Tour, top, 30 in the FedEx. winning a tournament. There are no exemptions for these other leagues. The only other way is the world ranking, being in the top 50. Well, if they're not giving points, you're going to keep sliding down. So, you know, is it all just about money? Tiger talked about that today. In his mind, it's about legacy. The PGA Tour is where your legacy is. You compare history. You know, his 82 wins is compared to Jack Nicklaus's 73 and to Arnold Palmer's 60. And without that, you know, what do you have? Are you just playing for money?
I don't know, man. I mean, we got to go, Bob, but I'm just thinking to myself, if I'm a top amateur golfer coming out of college and I got both knocking on my door and I've not played any PGA to this point, I may consider go getting my money, getting set financially, and then coming over and trying the PGA at that point. That's what I want to see. How many of these college kids are going to go try to cash in quick and then come back to the PGA and play on that tour later? Thanks so much for coming on. Get his book today at Amazon.com, the Tiger and Phil book. A great story in there about Tony Romo and Jim Nantz and Phil Mickelson. It'll have you laughing and shaking your head. Go check it out today. Bob Herrick, SI.com job, golf writer. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrick. Bob, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoyed it.
You
have
bet
a great
you.
Day.
Take care. You too. There he is, Bob Herrick on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Don't forget right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, Applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or the hot honey sauce and a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. We'll tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's Wendy's Big Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler. We're going to tell you what former Packer teammate of Leroy's is coming up tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Gary Ellison will tell us all about his alma mater that he continues to tweet at me, or not tweet, text, me and Leroy nonstop every day about Badger stuff. Go ahead.
What's all the good positive stuff that's going on, Steve?
Every day, yes. It's something else.
Yes, I can only get an education there, Steve. How great our program, how great our sports program is, guys. Your life is full, but you'll have this feeling you were meant for more. What if you could finish your bachelor's degree while working and managing your busy life? With UW-Madison Online, you can find a path to a brighter future through a fully online program. They'll be there to help you every step of the way. Don't settle for less when you're meant for more. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
It sounds like he's talking in a can now. Did you notice how it changed?
And in the bathroom.
He might be.
Bathroom.
Might be in the bathroom doing. Yeah, whatever, man. Just don't.
Multitask.
Just don't flush.
Bathroom.
Don't flush while we're on the air. Coming up tomorrow, Frank Winters. Oh, buddy. He is going into a Hall of Fame. Yeah, he is. He's going into a Hall of Fame. Warwick Dunn is going into the same Hall of Fame as he is. We'll tell you all about that coming up tomorrow in the second hour of the show. So looking forward to talking to Frank Winters. And we got some Chris Middleton stuff to clear up tomorrow. And we got to talk about Damian Lillard maybe and the Bucks and how that all would work out if that's something that we can
Shooter.
Look at. I mean, there's a lot to get to on tomorrow's show. Also, I'd like to get into something put out by Danny Parkins from The Score in Chicago last week, saying that Giannis may already be in the top 15 all time. All time.
That's his opinion.
All time greats. I just want to know if how many other people really agree with that or not. So maybe we can get into that coming up tomorrow. Have a good rest of your afternoon. Toodles!
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.